But the Dodgers lose in Miami 13-7. Hi, everybody, and welcome to Dodger Talk here on AM570 LA Sports. Thanks for being with us on this Thursday afternoon. Absolutely gorgeous afternoon here in Southern California. The Dodgers with a day game in Miami. It didn't start great. It didn't end great for the Dodgers, who had four home runs. They had seven hits in the game. Four of them were home runs. Kyle Garlicka, solo home run, gave the Dodgers their first hit of the game in the fifth inning. Max Muncy, a two-run home run. Corey Seager, his 12th home run of the season. And then Cody Bellinger connected on an absolute bomb, a three-run shot in the seventh inning, his 40th of the season. That is a career high. Dodgers, with the four home runs today, hit 14 in the series. That is unbelievable. A three-game series, they hit 14 home runs. That actually sets a franchise record for home runs in a three-game series. So they set a lot of records. They hit a lot of home runs. But today, they gave up a lot of runs. And some issues really came to the head today with this Dodgers bullpen. JT Chargois did not pitch well. Caleb Ferguson struggled in two-thirds of an inning. All after Pedro Baez couldn't record an out in the fifth inning. He inherited a couple of runners after Walker Buehler got into a little bit of a jam there. And Pedro Baez comes in, walks the first batter he faces, single, walk, single, and then gets pulled for JT Chargois, who gave up a double right after that to Lewis Brinson. It was a six-run fifth inning. Then they come back with a five-run sixth inning due to the Miami Marlins. You watched this game, did you? You would think the roles were reversed, that the Miami was a team that was 40-something games over 500, the way they were hitting the ball around the park today. But I chalk this up as a getaway game. I chalked this up as the Dodgers team that had outscored the Marlins 25-2 in the first two games of this series. And then they come back in a day game, getaway day. They're 40 games over 500. Want to get out of Miami. Got to continue this road trip tomorrow with a three-game series against a much better Braves team, a first-place Atlanta Braves team, and a team that you may see again in a couple of months in October. So with that all being said, you just walloped the team for two straight games. You have a day game against a guy named Caleb Smith, who was 7-6 coming in, and you had Walker Buehler on the mound for you. You felt pretty good about your chances going into this game tonight for the Dodgers. But as it turns out, Walker Buehler just couldn't get things going. Fell behind in counts. Time after time today, Walker Buehler 1-0 in counts, 2-1 in counts, 3-1 in counts. And it doesn't help when you hit the leadoff batter in the first inning, then back-to-back singles, three batters into the game, and the Dodgers are down 1-0. Just one of those days for Walker Buehler. You heard him mention it. You heard Dave Roberts talk about it, not making any excuses. But quite frankly, there are a couple of these Dodger pitchers, and it's Ryu, Buehler, and Clayton Kershaw. Now, Kershaw delivered the other night. But for the most part, this is a Dodger starting staff that pitches way better at home. The numbers don't lie. The numbers in baseball are what we have to go on. And when you got guys who are 8-0 at home, 9-0 at home, 5-0 at home, and now Walker Buehler, who is 5-0 at home, is now 5-3 on the road, and his ERA is a full point higher. There's something to that, pitching away from Dodger Stadium and pitching at home at Dodger Stadium, and it reared its ugly head today for Walker Buehler, who gets the loss. He falls to 10-3 on this season. Dodgers, though, still take 2-3 from the Miami Marlins. They still take 5-6 in the season series, so that is still good news. Our phone number, 866-987-2570, 866-987-2570. Cody Bellinger, we mentioned it, hit his 40th home run of this season today. He comes the fastest Dodger to hit 40 home runs. It is a career high for the Dodger right fielder slash first baseman, Cody Bellinger. Let's go back out to Miami. Let's hear from today's, 40 home run man, Cody Bellinger.
Which is, what are you doing?
Just trying to be consistent. When I feel off, it's why am I feeling off, and just try to keep getting back to normal and keep grinding out there.
You also have the major league lead right now. I know it's a bit of a race. Are you following it at all?
It's kind of hard not to. Wouldn't say it's putting any more pressure to hit homers. Just like I said, trying to stay within myself every day and keep going.
Four straight games for this club in which you have at least four home runs in the game. It's a major league record since back in 1912, I believe. What does that mean to be part of this lineup that has that much power consistently day after day?
I don't know. Just the grind of a season, and it's August, and it's a matter of bearing down and you know, keep playing games and keep trying to feel good, and that's what we're doing. And we've done a great job of grinding through tough games and tough days, and hopefully we can keep going.
Let's make the pitcher work. You did that today with Caleb Smith, even though he was tough to get a hit off of. You made the pitch count go up. What made him so difficult, but how were you able to work those counts?
He's got good stuff. He was hitting his spots, locating his spots, and he kept us off balance, and he did a pretty good job today.
Dave said before the game he's been happy with the way your homers have been coming as a group. It's a byproduct of the at-bats. Do you feel for yourself personally the home runs this year have been a bigger part of just the quality of at-bats that you've had?
I think that matters. Seeing pitches helps. There's a lot of things that go into it. We got a really good team, so everyone wants to perform really well, and that also helps.
How painful was that stolen base?
It hurt really bad. I ain't gonna lie. My stomach was kind of hurting for like the next inning. Then it went away, but that was kind of painful. I'm not gonna lie. Yeah, it was good. It was just like the stomach. The stomach was not feeling too hot after that.
There's Cody Bellinger. Congratulations to him hitting home run number 40 on this season. Marlins will win the game 13-7. Ned Coletti from Sportsnet LA joins us now here on Dodger Talk. Ned, I just want to take this game, just forget about it as fast as I can, and move on to Atlanta, because as good as the first two games were, outscoring them 25-2, today was just one of those days, Ned.
It was one of those games. Walker Buehler struggled with his command early in the game, especially his fastball command. And Miami took a little bit of advantage to it. But, you know, you got Dodgers setting records for home runs in the series, home runs against certain teams. Selling this game, yeah, between the two teams, you had 13 walks, 5 hit-by-pitches. You had a 4-plus-hour game that was 8.5 innings. So, one of those games that just move on and head to Atlanta.
It seems like Walker Buehler, the emotions, you can see the good and sometimes you can see the bad getting to him. Because when he gets flustered, Ned, we've seen this a couple of times this year. When he gets flustered, maybe the umpire squeezes him a little bit, doesn't get a call, maybe doesn't get a play behind him. He gets flustered and then he gets out there and he just seems like he's chucking it as hard as he can and he gets a little wild. At least that's what I thought today.
Yeah, you've seen a little bit, too, on the road a little bit. And I think some of that is maybe getting comfortable with the mound or not being comfortable with the mound. He's been excellent at Dodger Stadium. He's had a tough go of it in St. Louis, tough go of it in Philadelphia as you look at this season. An ultra-talented kid and really a great competitor and got that grit to him. But from time to time, perhaps the mound, he can't get a good feel off a certain mound. Every mound is different, certainly, except your home mound. That one you get accustomed to and acclimated to. But, you know, he missed early with his pitches. You can see a little bit of frustration. And sometimes when you have that, you'll see a lot of pitchers, especially young pitchers, try to throw harder and harder and harder. And sometimes you got to dial it back and just kind of get your command going. And even if it's a couple miles less of your fastball or you start to use your breaking stuff a little bit more, to get you back in line and to really get you back in that lane.
You mentioned the home mound, getting used to the road mound. Is it as simple as that, you think? Because you look, it's not just a Walker Buehler. It's Hyunjin Ryu. Throughout his career in a Dodger uniform, has been hands down a better pitcher at home. Last year, he was they moved that kind of rotation around the postseason for him to start at home rather than Milwaukee. Clayton Kershaw, undefeated at home, 2 losses on the road. Now Walker Buehler, still undefeated at home, couple of losses on the road, 3, in fact, when he gets the loss today. Or is there a little bit more to it?
Well, I don't know if there's, you know, it may be the mound. It may also be, you know, the surroundings. And, you know, you've got a different background. You've got a different dynamic. It's just a little bit different. I'm not sure that in any of the 3 cases, though, they're so accomplished, the 3 guys you just mentioned, even Walker at a young age. I'm not sure that too much affects these guys or bothers them. You know, pitching is like hitting, and sometimes we take it for granted because we see so many games, but it's a precision activity. And as a pitcher, your release point, your body's got to be in sync. Your release point has got to be picture perfect every time out. And if your mound is just a little bit different and it's going to change your release point ever so slightly, you're going to have what you saw today. You're going to have that fastball that run into Bertle at the beginning of the game. Mm-hmm. And then you got the Diaz hit on another ball that was not thrown where you had hoped to throw it. You saw the setup behind the plate by the catcher, and the ball was missing by three, four, five, 6 inches from time to time. Even different pitches that were supposed to be in were away and up that were down and down that were up. So a lot of different things going on. But if you've got a mound that you're not comfortable with and where you feel and where you plant that foot or where you are taking off from, that can make that happen. If you remember, I think Clayton pitched in Tampa this year for the first time.
Yeah.
And he went out the day before he pitched onto the mound just to get accustomed to the feel of it. When you think about it, it's a very precise part of really your delivery is where your feet are at and where they're going to land. If you can do it anywhere. If you land a little bit different in anything you do, your golf swing, if you land different, if you're a really good player and you land different, you're going to have issues. So I think that more than anything could be where there's a difference.
Dodgers lose in Miami today. 13-7 is your final. Caleb Smith gets the win. Walker Buehler pitched into the fifth inning but gave up 5 runs on 5 hits. Walk 3. He gets the loss. He falls to 10-3 now on this season. 866-987-2570. We go to Dan in Sherman Oaks. Is on with Ned and Tim here on Dodger Talk. How you doing, Dan?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I guess it was just discussed, but is there any sort of possibility, assuming the Dodgers get home field advantage, that you would give game 3 to Kershaw, being the more veteran, experienced postseason picture, and then Buehler, even though Buehler was great for them, I think one of the games in Atlanta on the road last year.
All right, Dan, appreciate the phone call. So you're talking about the home and road differential and keeping Walker Buehler at home, keeping a Hyunjin Ryu at home, and going with the Clayton Kershaw on the road in a game 3. I get where you're going there, Dan. Ned?
Yeah. I think it's interesting, but I also think that, you know, I mean, I think didn't Walker start game 7 in Milwaukee last year in the LCS?
Yeah, he did.
And so, I think when you set up your rotation, you think about that. If there's a decisive difference and you'd really rather have a certain pitcher at home or on the road, to set it up that way. But I don't think it's the first consideration. I think the first consideration is the matchup of who you're playing and how that sets up. I think the second thing I would think about is who needs the rest and who can come back on short rest in case you need somebody to, let's say, pitch game 4 or to pitch game 5. Who can come back on that? And the third thing I would think about, or maybe the second, and put the home or road thing third, is who can I use in relief in the event that I have an extra inning game or something that, you know, you've got a chance to lock something down. And, you know, you may want Walker to do that or Clayton to do that, as we saw him do in Washington a few years ago. I think those considerations, at least in my opinion, would come ahead of home and road. Gotcha. I think home and road is some factor, but I think the matchup would be important to me. And also, as you set up the rotation and you think about the time off between performances and potentially a relief appearance at some point in time, I think that would trump where you're going to pitch somebody.
Well said.
In my mind, anyway.
That well said. He is Ned Colletti. Tim Cates with you here on Dodger Talk for a few more minutes. Congratulations to Jonah Clegg of Northridge, who receives a $50 Daniel's Jewelers gift card for correctly predicting the number of home runs in the game. For your chance to win a $50 gift card, good at over 100 Daniel's locations, go to am570lasports.com. Keyword, home run. Let's take one more call here on Dodger Talk. Let's go to Josh. Josh, you're on with Ned and Tim on am570lasports after the Marlins beat the Dodgers 13-7.
Ned, Tim, thank you guys for having me on. Huge fan. So I think it's fair to say Walker did have an off day today. I guess I'm just wondering why Dodgers are continuing to go with such inconsistent relievers such as JT Chargois. I guess that's my big question.
Appreciate the phone call, Josh. You got games to play. You need arms in the bullpen, Ned. You can't just start getting everybody warmed up and ready to go for October baseball because it's only August 15th.
Well, I put together, I did this, you know, all my years as assistant GM or GM. You know, you put a roster together. I did it almost daily, probably 2 or 3 times a day back in the day. And I happen to be doing that today before our pregame show at Spectrum. And I'm just putting together what a bullpen could look like potentially. I think they're going to have more quality than they're going to have spots for. And I think as you get down to, and you still got 6 weeks to go, you're going to give everybody a chance that you may have to make a decision on. And you've got an opportunity to do it. And Do people like when they, when relievers give up runs, no matter what time of year it is, no matter how many games they've won, no matter how many games ahead they are? No, nobody likes to see that. But you do have to give guys opportunity, because you're going to be, you're going to come down to decisions that you may be able to pick the first 10 pitchers on your staff, or maybe the first 11. Mm-hmm. And if you're going with 13 and you're at 10, you're going to have to pick three out of a group, or pick two out of a group, or even pick one out of a group. So this time going forward is going to be also, I think, given the guys a chance to show what they can do. Certain matchups, certain types of hitters. There's so much analytical out there now and so much research. You can almost put a certain hitter of a team you're going to play and say, you know what, so-and-so on such a team is a little bit similar to them in their approach, mm-hmm. in their swing path, in their height, different things like that, and you kind of measure it out. So I think it's all part of the process to get to October, and also to see what your roster is going to look like.
Well said, Ned. We had an abbreviated edition here at Dodger Talk before we hand things over to Petro some money. Always fun doing it. Tough one for the Dodgers today, but they'll bounce back tomorrow in Atlanta, and we'll talk to you in a couple days, Ned.
We'll see you later, Tim.
All right, there he is, Ned Colletti from Sportsnet LA. Thanks to David Magdaleno. Thanks to all you Dodger fans for being a part of the show. We'll turn things over to the Petro Some Money Show, Matt Money Smith, and Don McClain in for P today here on AM 570 LA Sports. So long, everybody.